Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to my show. You're listening to Lorraine Gordon. I'm your online coach, and my company is ajourneyintonow.com. And this show is about manifesting your dreams, creating the life you want. And most of you know that to manifest means to take a thought and bring it into the physical. And it's important to remember that everything that is started as a thought. So, thoughts are things. Choose the good ones. That makes sense, doesn't it? If thoughts are things, be careful what you're thinking and choose the ones that you want to create. So, when you're completely conscious of the fact that your thoughts create your life and you're thinking about it, it's easier to think good thoughts, right? It's easier at those times to think thoughts that will create the life that you want. Peaceful thoughts, abundant thoughts, loving thoughts. But in order to think those kinds of thoughts on a regular basis, it takes single-minded concentration. And it does until you become extremely conscious and you make it into a habit. So now let's assume that you're busy consciously thinking good thoughts, watching your thoughts carefully, and you're manifesting or you're attracting good things into your life. And then something happens. I mean, life happens. Something happens that's out of your control. Maybe someone says something you don't like, or you feel insulted by someone, or you feel betrayed, or you're looking forward to going to the beach and that day it's a cloudy, cold day. Maybe somebody cuts you off on the freeway. So what happens? Does that destroy your mood? Are you still thinking your thoughts consciously, or are you affected by the event that has taken place? So most of us are affected, and we find ourselves feeling angry, or upset, or sad, or hurt. Any number of feelings can come up. And our thoughts change from being conscious, peaceful, and fruitful into negative and sometimes hurtful thoughts. So if you've been listening to my shows, you know that we don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. So while you're feeling angry or you're betrayed, you're in general feeling upset, what are you? Where is your energy? What are you now attracting? And that's really the law of attraction. And I know many of you have studied the law of attraction. You attract or manifest what you are. You have to watch your energy field. Now, the truth is, events don't determine whether or not you're going to be happy. An event doesn't have the power to do that. They're just events. You determine whether or not you're happy. You gain absolutely nothing by being bothered by life's events. So you want to ask yourself, how often do you excuse your less than happy mood because something happened? Maybe you feel justified to be angry. But it wasn't the event. It was your reaction to the event. And I'm saying this because you have the power. You have the power to react the way you choose to react. You can actually make a conscious decision to be happy and maintain that happiness regardless what happens in your life. Now, it's certainly rare, and it takes a very conscious person to be able to do this across the board. But things and events do not create your happiness level. It's only the way you look at these events that causes you to feel happy or unhappy. So, let's say something you think of as good or positive happens. You feel good, right? And then, if something you think of as negative happens, you feel badly. So what good came of letting this event ruin your day? It's already happened. By the time you have a reaction to it, it's already occurred. Resisting it, getting angry, feeling sorry for yourself, none of those things change what has already taken place. It just causes you to spend your energy on creating exactly what you don't want. So remember, you attract what you are. So what are you when you're in resistance? When you've determined something is awful and you're resisting it, what kind of an energy are you in, and what are you creating? What are you manifesting? So remember, events do not have the power to ruin your day, but your feelings and your thoughts regards to that event do have the power. So in order to make this concept work for you, you have to stay very conscious. You have to stay conscious of what you're thinking and what you're feeling, and this is where the witness or the observer comes in. So for many of you, you've opted into my email list, and you really should do that, because I'll be sending you reports and free offers, discounted offers, etc. Just send an email to lorraine@ajourneyintonow.com, and that's lorraine@ajourneyintonow.com, and just let me know that you're a Blog Talk listener and you'd like to get on my mailing list. And I will be sending you information on the Observer and various free reports that I'm sure you'll find very helpful. So I'm sure that you'd rather stay in a happy and peaceful place, right? But in order to stay happy, you have to notice your inner energy. When you're happy, your heart feels open and your stomach feels relaxed. Your shoulders are relaxed. Your neck isn't tight. Watch your body for the clues. What happens when an event takes place that we're not liking, that we have resistance towards? We actually squeeze shut our heart. Many of us do. Some people find it in their belly. I find it in my heart. Women very often find it in their heart. Seems like men often get it more in their belly, but I hate to generalize. You could feel it anywhere. It could be in your left thigh. The point is to stay aware of what's going on in your body. So if it is in your chest, consciously notice how your heart feels. Take a breath, breathing in and breathing out. Just consciously allow your heart muscle to relax, because when something is going on that you perceive as bad, and notice I'm saying your perception is that it's bad. Normally what we do is we try not to let the energy of what's going on in. And so mistakenly we shut our heart or close off our energy field, feeling like we're not going to let that event or the energy of that event in. The truth is it's already in. It's already entered our energy field. And by shutting down and squeezing, instead of allowing this energy to pass right through and out of you, you're causing it to get stuck inside of you. And that's exactly the opposite of what you want. So it's very important to stay conscious of what's happening and recognize that an event does not have to make you feel badly. So what do? You go into something called non-resistance. And non-resistance means you say yes. You simply say yes to whatever is happening. You don't have to like it, but the truth is it's happening, or it's, chances are it's already happened. By the time you become conscious of it, it's already happened. So by saying no, you absolutely have nothing to gain. Simply say yes to whatever's happening. You acknowledge it, you accept it, and you allow the energy of it to flow right through you. So we tend to resist the things in life that we don't like. We set up our will against what's already taken place because it doesn't fit our idea of what things should be. This is exhausting. What happens to your energy, your creative energy, to bring about those things in your life that you're looking to bring about when you're spending so much time being angry or upset about what is or what has already happened? And most of the time, it's our perception of what has happened. In other words, A plus B equals C. So a certain event means something different to you than it does to someone else. And mostly that's because of what you were taught or because of a situation or a happening that was somehow important in your life. You know, it's probably something that's passed that was many years ago. It doesn't mean anything to you anymore, but you've set up this meaning for whatever it is. I have a girlfriend, for example, that every time someone who says, she'll ask someone to call her back. It might even be a business situation, and she'll say, please call me and let me know. If she doesn't get a return phone call, she feels very disturbed. She'll talk about it. She'll bemoan it. She'll let it use up her energy. And it really means nothing at all. But to her, it means so much. And so you want to look at your own life and say to yourself, where am I doing that same thing? In what area of my life am I determining that something is so bad that I'm going to let it ruin my day? And we all do it. We all do it, but we don't have to, because it isn't the event that can cause us unhappiness. It's our reaction to that event. It's simply our reaction. So again, what do you do? In order to stay happy, you have to notice what's going on in your heart and in your energy field. So right now, let's assume that everything is good. Just imagine that everything's good. And take a nice deep breath, breathing in and breathing out. Think of something happy. Think of something fun or funny that's taken place today, or earlier today, or maybe yesterday. And just sort of put yourself in that place and take a breath, breathing in and breathing out. And you'll probably notice that your chest area and your stomach feels relaxed and unconstricted. When your body feels free and comfortable, that's a signal that you're not in resistance. Now, let's assume for a moment that something has gone on that upsets you, that you don't like. Now, I had an example happen to me this morning. I was just waking up, and I was in that peaceful place while your eyes are still closed and you still don't have to get out of bed. And I was enjoying the cool air coming in from the window. It was just beautiful, the feeling of the air. And I could hear the birds softly singing outside my window. And I was just enjoying that peaceful moment when all of a sudden my dogs, as they often do, started to bark at who knows what. And this was an assault on my senses. Now, because I knew my subject for today, I was really able to utilize the very things that I'm asking you to utilize. Trust me, I don't have this completely down by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, I get so much out of teaching it that it's part of the reason I teach. So I recognized that the dogs were barking. That's all it was. The dogs were barking. I certainly could get angry at the dogs. I certainly could jump out of bed and start screaming at the dogs, but I chose to stay in bed with my eyes closed and to just relax, to notice my heart and what was going on with it, and pay attention to the cool breeze and to the tweeting birds outside the window. All the time, I was aware of the fact that the dogs were barking, but I also was aware of the fact that I could either allow it to spoil my mood or not. The choice was mine. The truth is, the dogs are going to bark. Somebody is going to cut you off on the freeway. So you are going to feel disrespected from time to time by a friend. You are going to find yourself in a situation where somehow you feel let down. It isn't the situation. It's our reaction to it. And you have the power to not allow these events to ruin your day or ruin your moments. When you think about it, think about putting gas in your car and you have to get somewhere. But on the way, you find that other things take your attention. Where you want to get is very, very important. But along the way, your attention is moved to another arena, and you find yourself getting off the freeway, and you're going miles in another direction to see about something that in no way is important, and you have to go miles to get back on the freeway and then once again go to your destination, and then somehow something else grabs your attention and you get off the freeway again and you go miles and miles and miles in another direction, and you've got to come all the way back to your route and once again start going to your destination. How much gas are you wasting going in these directions that are not getting you where you want to go? So you're not only getting off the freeway, you're changing your route, you're going somewhere that's grabbed your attention, but once you're there, you have to once again get back all the way to where you started and start again on your destination. So what I'm saying is, don't waste your energy. Recognize that your creative energy is precious. Utilize it to create what you want in life. Keep your mind, keep your attention on what it is you are looking for, and look at the good in life. So the dogs were barking. I recognized my heart start to squeeze. With me, it's my heart. I recognized my body go into resistance, and I said, yes, yes, the dogs are barking. And that was an acknowledgement. I accept that the dogs are barking. What choice do I have? They're barking. I have to allow them to bark. They're barking. So we tend to resist in life the things that we don't like, yet it's already taken place. So why would we take our will up against what has already taken place? Because it doesn't fit our idea of what things should be. If you don't resist, it'll pass right through you. If you do resist, you're actually holding it in. And if you do that, you can actually deal with the situation as it is in that moment, instead of overreacting, because now you've got energy to be creative. If you're reacting, you don't have the energy. Your thought processes isn't working. Your mentality isn't working. And you certainly don't have access to information beyond the mind. So once again, remember, events don't have the power to ruin your day, but your feelings and your thoughts regards to the event do have the power. And in order to make this concept work for you, you have to stay very, very conscious. Conscious of what you're thinking and conscious of what you're feeling. And this is where the witness or the observer comes in. Now, I'm sure you would agree that you'd rather stay in a happy and peaceful place, right? So you want to, in order to do that, put your attention on happy and peaceful things. You know, we've heard it said for many, many years now, count your blessings. I think a beautiful thing to do every day is to determine that you're going to find or choose three things that day that you could be happy for. And do it every single day and find three new things to be happy for. So when you keep your energy and your concentration on what is good, your energy field is smooth. You cause and create good things to come into your life. Let's do a visualization. And what I want you to do is, let's imagine that something that causes you to go into resistance is happening. And for each of you, it's going to be different. So you're going to have to use your imagination with me. And what I'd like you to do is to put your feet flat on the floor, close your eyes, and take a nice deep breath. Breathing in and breathing out. And breathing in and breathing out. Most of you can think of something that may have happened earlier today, or perhaps it was yesterday. Think of something that's fresh in your mind that occurred that caused you to go into resistance. Something that happened that you didn't like. Something that happened, an event that took place that went against what you feel is right. Remember back to that time, and with your eyes closed, imagine you're stepping into your body while that event is taking place. And now look through your eyes as if it's happening right now and see what's happening. And feel the feelings in your body. Imagine you're breathing the way you were breathing when you became aware of this event. Notice your thoughts, possibly racing. Notice your hands. Are they clenched? Your shoulders, are they still relaxed? Are they up around your ears? Your neck, how is that feeling? Your chest? Try to get in touch with your heart. What's happening with your heart while this event is taking place? And your stomach. How do you feel deep in your belly? Just notice. Don't change anything for now. Just notice. And now I want you to say to yourself, this is taking place. I may not like it, but it is happening. Take a breath. Breathing in. And breathing out. I can see that this event is taking place, and I am going to show non-resistance by saying yes. Say yes and take a breath. Breathing in and breathing out. I realize that shutting down my energy because of this event will only store the negative energy within my body. But if I go into non-resistance, I allow it to move through and take a breath. Breathing in and breathing out. Now, consciously, notice what's going on in your heart. Not what you're thinking, but what you're physically feeling. And relax your heart. Just breathe into it and consciously allow it to relax. Breathing in. And breathing out. And if you notice this energy in your belly, breathe in to the pit of your stomach. Breathing in and breathing out. I recognize that it's only my decision regards to this event that is causing this resistance. It's not the event itself. Breathing in. And breathing out. And breathing in. And breathing out. There. And don't you feel better? You haven't actually changed the fact that the event has taken place. But what you have changed is how you're feeling, how the rest of your day will go, and what you are now bringing into your life through the law of attraction. Your energy field is calm. You're able to think correctly. You're able to think clearly. And now you can go about your business creating what you want to create. All the gas is still in the car. You still can get to where you want to go. Now, next week, I am taking this show to a one-hour time slot. I've had many of you, thankfully, and I thank you so much, write in and ask me to do that. Some of you are wanting to have your personal coaching questions answered. Some of you are looking for specific I am manifestations, your wording, and I'm so happy to help you with that. And once the show is an hour, and once again, this will be starting next week, I will be able to answer your calls and give you personal coaching on the air. For those of you that are interested in personal coaching privately, please send me an email and let me know that you are a Blog Talk listener and I am giving you a 50% discount, and you will find that you will move in your consciousness much more quickly when you're working privately. So you can write me at Lorraine, that's Lorane, at ajourneyintonow.com and mention that you're a Blog Talk listener and that you're interested in private coaching. And this is done either on the phone or on Skype. And if you're in my area, I happen to be in Thousand Oaks, California, we can sometimes do it in person as well. So that may be something you're interested in. Starting next week, I also am going to have some magnificent guests that also talk about manifestation and present moment awareness. So start looking for that. They will come on the second half an hour. So from 4 to 4:30, I will be doing a teaching. And then from 4:30 to 5, I will be interviewing my guest. And I have some authors lined up. I have some psychics lined up. And I have some up-and-coming future stars, people that have created some of their own modalities for healing, et cetera. And they will be teaching you brand new skills and techniques to improve your life. So be sure to keep listening. I want to thank you all for helping me get to the top 10% of Blog Talk Radio. And this is only my 9th show. So I have you to thank for that. Obviously, you're telling your friends, please continue to do so. And if I have helped you or done something for you, I ask you to please do something for me. And that's go to facebook.com/ajourneyintonow and like me. That would be helpful for me. I am looking to increase that for myself. And let's just end with something that I think is very important that Wayne Dyer has said. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. This is important to remember. Whatever it is that you're looking at, if you simply change your viewpoint, if you change your perspective, what you are looking at changes. So you don't want to let things outside of yourself change your energy field. Because once again, you attract what you are. We have no control over what goes on outside of us. Things happen. But we do control what goes on within us. That's the only thing we have control over. So when you're noticing something that you perceive of as bad, think this thought. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And also, remember, go through the events and the situations that really trigger you and ask yourself, is it the event that's triggering me, or is it an association that I'm having for something that's happened in my past that no longer means anything at all? Or is it a teaching that I had that really has no basis in truth? So why am I reacting so strongly to whatever it is that's taking place? And is that reaction of mine getting me where I want to go? Thank you so much for tuning in. Please tune in next week, Thursday, 4 o'clock Pacific time. This is Lorraine Gordon of AJourneyIntoNow.com, your online coach, signing off. Until next week. Bye-bye.